I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Daily life and ministry are getting harder for Christians in China, and for a limited time, you can send twice as many Bibles to countries that need them the most. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Chinese Christians now face new troubles. Laws enacted on February 1st allow officials greater control over religious activities, including now mandatory teaching promoting communist ideals. They also have taken supervisory authority over leadership changes, major expenses, and more. The ramifications for this are serious. Kurt Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China.
I know that there's a lot of our folks that just are afraid that there's this, what was a slow creep of the government into the business of the church will be accelerated, and a greater presence of the government within the church.
Instead of an occasional check-in, there's now a daily presence of a Communist Party official within provincial Bibles for China offices. Yet for the moment, work continues normally. Bibles from Amity Press continue to be accurate, and they continue to distribute God's word. Rovenstein encourages believers to pray for Chinese Christians.
That they would grab a hold of the truth of scripture that says that God is going to build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against them. And I'm sure it seems like the gates of hell are advancing, but just that assurance that they will not prevail.
Yesterday, we told you about Set Free Ministries' work in East Africa supporting disabled children who would otherwise be abused and neglected. But that's not all they do. Set Free also works in areas of East Africa where witch doctors have an iron grip on the people. Dean Vandermeer with Set Free says in these regions, it's children and orphans who suffer the most.
Rockeye had 95% unemployment at the time. 50% of the people that we were ministering to had AIDS. And there were thousands of orphans walking around hollow-eyed in that same region. For every 11 people, there's one witch doctor. So the witchcraft in that area is very, very strong, and they hold everyone through fear because everyone has been abused by a witch doctor there.
Vandermeer saw this reality in East Africa and was grieved. Set Free approached a group of local pastors and proposed a partnership. Set Free would provide funding and the pastors would provide their time and talent to set up Christian schools. This gets kids and orphans into a safe learning environment and introduces them to the love of Christ.
In January 1 of 06 was our first school with 42 kids, and now we have founded or supported 17 schools and there's 4,800 children.
Please pray for wisdom and funding as Set Free builds another high school in East Africa. And one man went from training suicide bombers to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mala, whose name was changed for security purposes, was a Taliban fighter, explains FMI's Bruce Allen.
And when he got his hands on a Bible, it changed his life radically. And he gave up his militant Islamic views. And now he says, I fully expect to give my life, not because I'm wearing a suicide vest and will blow people up for the sake of radical Islam, but I give my life now to Christ to share the gospel with my friends, with my neighbors, with my family.
Mala's miraculous story shows what the Holy Spirit can do with a single Bible. And now you can send twice as many through FMI's Twice as Far campaign. It ends this Saturday, but until then, all gifts will be matched up to $100,000.
That is so exciting when we know that these Bibles are going to some of the darkest areas of the world spiritually. And yet there is such a hunger for the Bible. It's just that people in these areas have severely limited access.
Donations will go towards print Bibles as well as digital Bibles on SD cards that can be carried in greater quantity. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.